A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And he replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what he was commanded? So it should be with you. When you have done all that you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Remember that each of the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, give us a different portrait of Jesus. Mark, written in the mid-60s, gives us a very human Jesus. Matthew, written in the mid-80s, gives a very Jewish Jesus. Luke, also written in the mid-80s, gives us the Jesus of total forgiveness and mercy. And John, not written until about the year 125, gives us a very divine Jesus. We're reading this year from Luke, and it's only in Luke that we read the parable of the prodigal son, that we hear the story of the woman caught in adultery, or the woman known to be a sinner. All great stories of forgiveness found only in Luke's Jesus. It is only Luke's Jesus whose last words on the cross are, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Contrast that with Mark's Jesus, whose last words on the cross are, my God, why have you abandoned me?" But after reading all of these stories of forgiveness, we now come to this strange gospel today in which we're told that we're nothing more than servants and we should do what we're obliged to do. This gospel is at the end of a chapter in Luke, which is a collection of sayings of Jesus. None of them are connected to one another, and most of them are found only in Luke. And if this one sounds strange and inconsistent, stop and think for a second. God gave me the gift of life. In fact, he gave it to every one of us in this room. And none of us did anything to deserve it. And not only did he give me the gift of life, but he gave it to me here and now. Could you imagine if you had been born in Syria? Can you imagine what life must be like for those people? They don't have homes left. They can't get a job. What children they've not yet taken to the grave are probably so traumatized they will never live a normal life. And yet you and I were given all of this. If I read the gospel correctly, the only thing Jesus asks us to do, the only thing, is do this in remembrance of me. And so are not you and I, by coming here on a regular basis, merely doing everything that we're obliged to do, that we can do it in remembrance of him? Amen.